What is your full name?
Lena Tinsley Adams.
What day were you born?
I was born April 26, 1929.
Okay, what were your parents' names?
Mary Elizabeth Tinsley and Robert Tinsley.
Okay, what was the house like where you were born?
Well, I don't remember anything about the house that I was born in or that I lived in until my fifth year, because my father died when I was four, my mother died when I was five, and after that I was taken to live with an aunt in Gainesville, Florida, so I don't remember a thing about Kentucky, which is where I was born. I was told that my father died of an accident, and that my mother died of tuberculosis or consumption. We lived in Harlan County, Kentucky, and it was a very violent place to live because the people fought among one another from one family to the next. In fact, there was a book written about Harlan County, Kentucky during that time, and it's called Bloody Harlan. So that gives you an idea of how rough it was to live during that time. It probably isn't surprising that someone would die of something called an accident. So I don't know the whole story, but I've had some things in my mind all my life, and I've always wondered whether they were true.
Well, what did people tell you about either of your parents?
I was told that my father was kind and generous to a fault. I was told that he would give you anything. And in fact, my three sisters and I often went without because my father was helping another family get by. My mother was very soft-spoken, tall, thin. They were both tall. And very uneducated. My mother was very uneducated. I don't think she finished second or third grade. And not coincidentally, the woman who then raised me also did not even finish second grade and had very primitive education.
What were they like?
The people who raised me were the most extraordinary people. And despite the fact that my foster mother had very little education, she was extremely intelligent and had a way of dealing with situations that showed her great strength of character and her great intelligence. She arrived at the funeral of my mother. She knew that there were four little girls. Her brother was our father, and she showed up at the funeral expecting to take all four of these little girls, who now had no parents. And instead, one of our grandmothers, and I'm not clear which grandmother, expected to take us because she wanted our house and furniture, so that Gran, as I called her, could only get her hands on me and literally picked me up and took me from that place. And it was probably the best fortune I had ever had in my life to be taken by this woman because they were so good to me.